everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Today, I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you have a difficult time exercising regularly? Do you find that it's just too much work and perhaps even a bit boring? If so, our lesson may provide a solution to this rather big problem. We are going to learn about a new type of exercise that might make your exercise routine more interesting. Today's lesson is called Rebounding. Rebounding. What is rebounding about? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And there are a few things that I would like you to pay attention to. And the first phrase is just the thing. What does that mean? Well, it's one of the words you will learn. And the other is to store. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to the lesson Rebounding. And let's get started. Follow me.
Rebounding. Small trampolines provide big health benefits. Have you ever jumped on a trampoline? Back in the 1980s, NASA was searching for something to help astronauts when they returned to Earth. Astronauts can lose up to 2% a month of their bone and muscle mass in zero gravity. NASA researchers found that bouncing on a trampoline was just the thing to help the astronauts regain their strength. Now, many people use a small, circular trampoline called a rebounder for exercise. Rebounders are between 90 to 137 centimeters in diameter, making them convenient to store and use.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 rebounding 这个动名词。Rebounding 在这里是指跳弹床的运动。例如 ，Maggie goes to the gym twice a week for her rebounding class. Maggie 每周去健身房两次参加跳弹床的课程。它的动词 rebound 是指弹回、反弹或跳回。例如 ，The basketball hit the rim and rebounded into the net. 篮球打到篮筐，反弹进了网内。Rebound 也可以当名词，意思就是指篮球的篮板球。例如 ,The player scored 2 3-point and 4 rebounds today. 这位球员今天投进了两个三分球以及四个篮板球。继续我们看的是 diameter 这个名词 ,DIA, 这个字首有穿越的意思。所以 diameter 就是指直径。注意它的重音是在 A 这个音节念成 diameter。例如 ,The diameter of this table is 1.5 meters. 这张 桌子的直径是 1.5 公尺。或者是 ,The lake is 2 kilometers in diameter. 这座湖泊的直径是2公里。如果是半径的话就是 radius, R-A-D-I-U-S。例如 ,The radius of this asteroid is over a mile. 这个陨石的半径超过了1英里。Radius 也指半径的范围。例如 ,The restaurant only delivers within a radius of 5 kilometers. 这家餐厅只提供半径5公里之内的外送服务。
So Gabe, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of a trampoline?
Oh man, I thought you were going to ask me when I think of a rebounder. Because, okay, so for trampoline...First thing I think of is one of those big ones that people use for fun, and they put it in their backyard if they have space. And kids come over, and you could have a lot of people jumping at the same time. That's what I think of when I think of a trampoline.
But what about a trampoline for exercise?
Yeah, my aunt used to have one of those in her house. It's cool, but if you've jumped on a small trampoline... and then you go outside and jump on one of those big trampolines for fun, mm-hmm. I think you get addicted to the big ones more. They're just mm-hmm. more fun.
They're more fun. My mom actually has one of those small trampolines. I guess you could call it a rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in today's lesson, we are talking about rebounding. Small trampolines provide big health benefits. And we see a question. Have you ever jumped on a trampoline? Back in the 1980s, NASA was searching for something to help astronauts when they returned to Earth. Now, do you remember what an astronaut is?
Well, yes, of course. A scientist who works in space, right? And it would be so cool to be an astronaut. But that, of course, would take a lot of work, many years of studying, and really, it's not my calling.
Well, that's okay. You can stay right here on Earth,
that's
Gabe.
Right, because we're still in the air, studio classroom on the air.
That's right.
It's closer to being an astronaut.
Exactly. Well, astronauts can lose up to 2% a month of their bone and muscle mass in zero gravity. NASA researchers found that bouncing on a trampoline was just the thing to help the astronauts regain their strength. Now, before we continue, let's talk about the phrase, just the thing. This is a fun way of saying that something is exactly what you needed.
Exactly. Just the thing. That was just the description that we needed, Rebecca.
It's just the thing, eh?
Exactly. Friends, this is a good phrase to know. You can use it in different situations. I had such a stressful day. A funny movie was just the thing I needed.
Ah, when I have a stressful day, watching a funny movie is often just the thing I need as well.
Now, our lesson talks about astronauts losing up to 2% of their bone and muscle mass when they're out in space mm-hmm. in zero gravity. I thought that there were exercises they could do in space, even though there's no gravity, right? To make sure that they can stay fit. So
that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense, but I don't know.
So did they really need rebounders when they got back down to Earth?
Well, I think so. I definitely think it helps when the astronauts come back to Earth. Well, we read, now many people use a small circular trampoline called a rebounder for exercise. Now, just what might this look like? There you go. It's small and it looks like this person is taking a break.
That's right. So this person was probably exercising. And now they have a rebounder. Now, they're on a trampoline that is small. You can fit it inside your house. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, there are bigger ones that you can use for fun outside. But we read here, rebounders are between 90 to 137 centimeters in diameter, making them convenient to store and use.
Now, we see the word diameter in our lesson, but we want to talk about a related word, and that is the word radius. That just refers to the straight line that joins the center of a circle to the edge. So it's also a half of a diameter.
Exactly. So if the diameter is 90, then the radius is 45. We would talk about it like this. The circle has a radius of 45, but for diameter, we would say it is 90 centimeters in diameter. Or a diameter of 90 centimeters.
And now there's another word that we would like to discuss, and that is the word circumference. This just refers to the outside edge of an area or object that is round.
That's right. So a circle. These are words you need to know when talking about a circle. Diameter, radius, and circumference. And of course, where do you store your trampoline? Well, it's easy to store a small rebounder inside your home. Well, right now it's time for us to go to
the Info Cloud. Welcome to Info Cloud. Rex, I'd like to bounce something off you.
Go ahead, Carolyn. But first, let me clarify something. Carolyn doesn't want to throw something at me. She wants my opinion about an idea.
Although, I could also mean that I want to talk about something that I might either need help with or approval before starting.
We start this expression with, I'd like to, or let me bounce something off you. And then we tell the other person about the suggestion or idea.
It's a great way to start a discussion about something that you've been thinking about but are still trying to figure out.
But we haven't let Carolyn complete her thought yet. What did you want to ask me?
I've been thinking about doing more acting and performance, and I was wondering if you would consider some sort of trade for voice coaching.
Now, I don't usually do trades for voice coaching, but I'm willing to talk about it more. So now, we can get into a discussion about her idea.
So our conversation is almost like a game where you bounce a ball back and forth. I bounce an idea to Rex, and he bounces his thoughts back to me.
在打球的时候，球会弹起来，这就是 bounce。而 bounce something off someone 是把某个东西朝另外一个人丢过去，然后让他弹回来。这句片语的意思就是试探对方的想法，而对方当然也可以这么做。当 Carolyn 说 I'd like to bounce something off you， 并不代表他要把球砸到我身上让他弹回去，而是他有个想法想要跟我讨论。这个话题可以像打乒乓一样弹过来弹过去 bounce back and forth。所以当有人对你说 I'd like to bounce something off you 的时候，就代表他需要你的意见，帮助他一起思考。这就是今天的 Info File， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever jumped on a trampoline? Well, once upon a time, long time ago, we used to have a big trampoline, and I loved jumping on that trampoline because I felt like I got a good workout. Well, nowadays, there is a rebounder, which is a smaller version of a big trampoline,that you can jump on and get a good workout. Let's learn more about this now.
Rebounding. The rebounder is a great tool to help those who need to recover strength. But it's also useful for people who are just looking to add something different to their exercise routine.Rebounding has benefits similar to those of running, but without the stress on the ankles and knees. It boosts bone and muscle growth and increases blood and oxygen circulation. Additionally, it helps improve balance by stimulating the inner ear. The rebounder is especially useful for increasing flow of the lymphatic system.Which removes harmful toxins from your body.
Okay, 接下来我们看 boost 这个动词 boost 是指改善、提升或者是增强。例如 ,the coach gave his team a pep talk before the game to boost their morale.教练在比赛前对队员们说了一番鼓励他们的话来提升他们的士气。或者是 The country's economic growth was boosted by the increase in domestic demand. 这个国家由于内需扩大而经济成长大幅的提升。Boost 也可以当名词。例如 The successful makeover gave the girl a boost in her self-confidence. 这个成功的造型大改造给这个女孩的自信心打了一剂强心针。所以我们看 stimulate 这个动词 S-T-I-M-U-L 这个字根有刺或刺激的意思，所以 stimulate 是指刺激、激励、鼓舞或者是促进功能。例如 exercise can stimulate one's metabolic rate， 运动可以促进新陈代谢率。 或者是 the teacher uses different approaches to stimulate his students' interest in learning. 这位老师常常用不同方式来激发学生学习的兴趣。他的名词是 stimulation, S-T-I-M-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 children need sufficient intellectual stimulation to enhance their learning. 儿童需要足够智能方面的刺激来促进他们的学习。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we're going to learn more about the rebounder. We read, the rebounder is a great tool to help those who need to recover strength. But it's also useful for people who are just looking to add something different to their exercise routine. Now, we want to take a look at the phrase exercise routine. What is that? Well, that just refers to a physical activity that you do that is planned and structured and often repetitive.
Yeah, so you could ask somebody, what is your exercise routine? That means, what do you do for exercise? And hopefully they do have an exercise routine. Friends, if you just run every once in a while, like once a month or once every 2 months, just when you feel like it, you don't have a routine. That's just exercising once. Mm-hmm. So what is your exercise routine?
That's right. Maybe it's rebounding, jumping on that trampoline, or maybe it's walking, hiking, going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
There are several different types of exercise routines.
And that is my exercise routine. You mentioned going to the gym. I got a recent membership at a gym, and so it has motivated me to go to the gym more often and to have my exercise routine, and it feels great.
And I think it's really healthy for you if you have a daily exercise routine or a weekly exercise routine. Well, let's continue on. Rebounding has benefits similar to those of running, but without the stress on the ankles and knees. You know, I used to enjoy running a lot. I thought running was really good for you. And then I realized that it actually does put a lot of stress on your knees and your lower back and your ankles, especially if you run on concrete. That's like a hard surface.
That's what a lot of people say. And so, I have a bad knee. My left knee is bad, and so I prefer either biking or swimming is actually a really good exercise that won't affect your joints too badly. But I didn't know about trampolines, or rebounding is good for you as well. It's better for your knees, maybe, than running.
Yes, I agree. Well, it boosts bone and muscle growth and increases blood and oxygen circulation. Now, this is definitely a real positive, a big plus. Let's talk about this word circulation. Now, oftentimes when I hear circulation, I think about blood circulation. So this is the movement of blood or oxygen that moves around your body.
Right. And so you could simply use the word circulation. You could talk about someone's circulation. Do you have good circulation? That means your blood and oxygen is flowing at a healthy rate. Okay, that's your circulation. And our lesson talks about increasing blood and oxygen circulation. You could also use the word improve. You want to do something that will improve your circulation.
And that's not it. Our lesson says, additionally, it helps improve balance by stimulating the inner ear. Well, that sounds like a good thing. So your ear is being stimulated.
Right. And that's something I still don't really understand, but your inner ear has to do with your balance, or your balance is affected by what goes on inside of your ears. Very interesting. But we read the rebounder is especially useful for increasing flow of the lymphatic system, which removes harmful toxins from your body. Well, rebounding has a lot of benefits.
Now let's take a look at that word toxin or toxins. This is just a poisonous substance. And of course, if something's poisonous, it's really harmful to your body.
That's right. Now, the adjective form of this word we learned about earlier, toxic, right? Eel blood is toxic. We could say perhaps it has a lot of toxins. Well, right now it's time for us to do something a little different. Actually, it's something we do quite often here at Studio Classroom. Let's go to the
SC Challenge. Yes.
Friends, for today's SC Challenge, we have Linda and Brandon. Hello, you two.
Hi, Gabe. It's so great to be back with my old challenger here, and I'm going to beat him.
What? No way. It's good to be back here on the SC Challenge.
All right. Well, we will see who beats who in today's lesson called Rebounding. We have some questions for you. This first question is about astronauts. Kind of interesting. So, number one, how much muscle mass do astronauts lose each month in zero gravity? Mm. All right, so they get no exercise. How much muscle mass do they lose on average? A, 100%. B, up to 10%. C, up to 2%. Or D, none at all. It was Linda.
Is it up to 2%?
Up to 2%. Oh, Linda, I wish you could be a little more confident because that was correct.
Oh. Yes.
Yes, C is correct. Up to 2%. Okay, number two. What do astronauts use to regain their strength? A, a trampoline. B, a bed. C, water balloons. Or D, weights. Brandon?
I'm going to say A, a trampoline.
A trampoline is correct. Very nice. 1-1. Now it is game point. You guys are going so fast. Slow down a bit.
Okay.
Number three.
It's competition, Gabe.
Yes, right. Come on.
Which best describes a rebounder? A, a basketball. B, a waterbed. C, a dog. Or D, a trampoline. Again. Dun, 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 dun. That was Brandon.
I'm going to say B.
B, a waterbed. Hmm? Well, that could describe a rebounder, but there is a closer description, a closer word that fits.
And it is trampoline.
And the answer again is trampoline.
Oh, how could it be?
Nice job. Okay, well, that means
that
Brandon, you had 1 point. Linda, you're the winner for today.
Yes, I'm the winner.
All of 2 points. Nice job. All right, friends, that's it for today. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Goodbye.
Friends, today we talked about exercise routines. Rebecca, what is your exercise routine?
Well, that's a good question. I used to run every day. That was my exercise routine.
Until your knees started to
Yes. hurt. But now I just do a lot of walking.
Well, walking is good. Friends, walking has a lot of benefits. And rebounding does too. We're going to learn more about rebounding and how to do it next time right here on Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.